he's smart, but he's ignorant. And he's too proud to admit that he doesn't know.
What up, what up, what up? What's going on, beautiful people?
Jamari here, and I'd like to welcome you all back to Black Men Mondays, the personal development podcast geared towards making black men great. This week, I want to talk about the company you keep, but don't forget to rate this podcast 5 stars as it helps the show grow. Now, I'm sure everyone has heard the old saying, you are the company you keep. I know I heard it a bunch of times growing up, but didn't care at the time because I just wanted to do hood rat things with my friends. But for those of you who are unaware, it means whatever people you hang out with, you'll start to emulate them in one way or another. If you have some strong-willed and disciplined people in your life, then 9 times out of 10, you'll be a strong-willed and disciplined person. But if you have some bums in your circle, well, I'm sure you know how the rest goes. Now you may be asking, yo, Jamari, why is the company you keep so important to manhood? Well, it's simple, actually. Good friends equals good you. Bad friends equals bad you. I don't think people understand how impressionable they can be, especially at a young age. And the craziest thing is, there's nothing wrong with that. It's human nature to want to follow people year-round often, or people you look up to at the time. It's important, however, to discern those that will be beneficial to your life to those who will only hinder your success. This applies to your childhood friends as well. If they aren't contributing to your life, cut them off. So story time. I remember I was in college and I was hanging out with the wrong crowd. But I was impressionable and they knew all the fine women, so I ran with them, not knowing the impending doom lurking. I was doing what college kids did, partying, barely going to class, being out all weekend, you know the vibes, and it was fun for the time being. I had a major roadblock in my life to where I was failing almost all my classes, I was extremely out of shape, and I really didn't have anyone to turn to. I tried talking to my supposed friends about it, but you know what they said? Bro, take this shot and get ready to rock tonight. I think that was my eye-opener that the path I was going down was not the righteous one. So I did what any self-aware college kid would do in this situation. I took another shot and got ready to go for the night. Only passed 2 of my 6 classes and was put on academic probation. Next semester, after getting some very good counsel from my family and true friends, I did a lot better. More of the story, you are the company you keep. I guaranteed that the people I was running with were also failing almost all their classes. Once I started spending time with my family and true friends, my life turned around. It's easy to get caught up in this thing we call life and do things we think are all right but aren't. I think the biggest thing life has taught me was to be self-aware. Not only of the people you hang out with, but also of yourself too, because self-sabotage is a real thing. So I challenge everyone listening to this podcast to take another look at themselves and what they do, because instant gratification is a bitch. And it's better to do what's right versus what's cool. There's no going back. We can only get better. I'll see y'all next week.